This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Something big happened with the Chinese virus over the past couple of days. I don't know if you caught it, but I did. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Something big happened with the Chinese virus. I hope you caught it. If you didn't, I'm about to explain it. Let me tell you, the media situation has now turned. See, the first few days, the first few weeks, whatever you want to think about it, with the Chinese virus, the left controlled the media narrative. It took a while, but Donald Trump, with all of the other strategy, and I'm talking about fake news media, Russian collusion, Ukraine, all of it, it has caught up. And then finally, Donald Trump said, you know what, I'm going to get ahead of this thing, and he was able to do it. Hang in there, America. Watch President Trump win yet again over the left. And I know there are skeptics out there. There always are. You listen to me, and you, even though I pretty much prove all the time, most of the time, that I'm right.
Oh, Kevin, you were wrong about that Joe Biden getting the thing.
Whatever. I was wrong about it because Joe Biden will probably get the nomination for the Democrats. But it's not what they wanted. He got it by default. I explained it all, and I told you guys. I said, Joe Biden will not get it. He should not get it. But I also made the caveat, if he gets it, be happy that he got it. Because if he gets it, it means they are at a point of desperation. Now, there are people out there going,
but Kevin, Joe Biden, he's formidable.
Are you crazy? Are you as demented as Demented Joe? He's not formidable. The system is formidable. Joe Biden isn't. The system is going to try to put Biden in there. As crazy as he is, they would give the nuclear button to a guy who is suffering from dementia. That should tell you all you need to know. But no, you want to come on here and question me on my... Anyway, so what was I saying? I was saying that something big happened with the Chinese virus, and I'm giving you some hints about it. Over the past few days, and your president, Donald Trump, will ultimately triumph, and it's already starting to happen. Put this show down as one you're going to want to pass along to your friends, thekevinjacksonshow.com, today, whatever day you're listening to, two or three days around it. You know what? Just put the show anytime I'm on, down on your calendar to pass it along to friends, because I'm going to tell you something. Today's show, I'm going to explain to you how Donald Trump knows how to market a message. He is a messaging genius. I'm going to show you how Trump's MAGA message has seeped into the American psyche. So much so, the Democrats have to pull out all stops. Let me ask you this. Where is the discussion of Donald Trump's taxes? Where is the discussion of Russian collusion or Russian conspiracy or obstruction or Ukraine or impeachment or any of the things that the Democrats said would bring Donald Trump down? We must impeach him to win. Now it's the coronavirus. And they want to tell you, oh yeah, here's what they want to tell you. If you call it the Chinese virus, the Wuhan virus, or whatever, then you're racist. We've already talked about this, but now the rhetoric is going back. And it's swinging back, because what did all these reporters...
Well, Mr. President, why are you calling it the Chinese virus?
Because it originated in China.
Well, that's just not fair. You're offending some Chinese Americans.
No, I'm not. Not at all. I'm not offending anybody. And oh, by the way, unlike Joe Biden, who says, you know, all the racist stuff that he says and hangs out with his racist friends and then says, I'm not going to back off. How dare Cory Booker tell me to back off of my friendships and whatever else, you know? But unlike them, Donald Trump will never repeat, will never take it back. He will never stop calling it the Chinese virus. And he's doing it for a reason. You all know. There's a part of you that knows why he's doing it. But let me tell you what happened. What happened is now the media is on to it. And they're saying it's racist. And Donald Trump's going, no, it's not. They called him a racist when he was trying to bring, when he said, look, you're letting these Mexicans come across the border, some of whom are drug dealers, gang bangers, human traffickers, etc. And we're going to stop this porous border. And he's saying to the Chinese, you have allowed, to these leftists in America, you've allowed the Chinese to bring a heinous, a heinous disease into our country. And I'm going to call them out for it. Now, I'm just going to ask you, I'm just going to play a little devil's advocate here. What happened when Donald Trump called out the Mexicans? And he called them out by name. And they said, he's a xenophobe. He hates Mexicans. What happened in 2016? I'm trying to remember. Did he win or did he lose? Let me think. I can't remember what I ate last week, but let me think if I can. I think he won. Okay. So if Donald Trump won in 2016 by calling out Mexicans, some of whom are bad, bringing their bad stuff to America, coming across here illegally, bringing their nonsense, creating havoc in our economy, etc. And then he decides, you know what, I'm going to call out the Chinese. Because they did it even sneakier. They didn't respond to the Chinese Wuhan virus at all. They kept it a secret because they're a closed society to much degree. And then they spread it all over the world, this Chinese virus. They've cost the world economy trillions of dollars. And you know what? They are the bad guys. And what did Trump say? I will never let them accuse our sailors, our military people, of having spread this virus to China. I will never allow that. In other words, make America great, keep America great. Yeah. So it's messaging, folks. Donald Trump has now taken back the message. And oh, by the way, that's only the beginning. Oh, no, 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 no. If you think you come to the Kevin Jackson Show and I don't have more for you, well, you are out of your mind. I have a lot to talk to you about. I'm going to explain to you how Donald Trump is stealing back a big swath of the Democratic Party. And it has to do with Chuckie Schumer. Yeah, there was a tweet, a hashtag rather, that was trending, and it was People v. Schumer. People v. Schumer. I want to tell you about this because what I want to show you is that Donald Trump knows not only how to trigger them with the racist implications and the xenophobic implications that don't exist, but he can trigger them in other ways that are even bigger.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Fact. Many leftist men, term used loosely, will not recognize their women when the quarantine ends. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. These women, term used loosely, will have no makeup. They will not be able to get their facials. They will not be able to get their scrubs, their hair appointments, their waxing, and so on. I'm just saying, folks, it could get very ugly out there. I'm not talking about you catching the Wuhan Chinese virus. No, it could get ugly out there that you might run into some of these leftist women at the grocery store and go, I spotted Sasquatch. Conservative women, on the other hand, you are beautiful people. You are beautiful inside and out. No need for makeup. No need for Botox, no need for fake booties, no need for fake breasts, fake boobies, whatever, nothing, none of it. You don't need any of that. If you have them, look, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. Here's what I'm telling you, conservative women. You do not need this to radiate your beauty. Thank you, ladies, for your femininity. Thank you for reminding the world what it is like to be a classy woman. Oh, my gosh. So all the misinformation continues. You know, they want to drive the stock market down. I made $1,000 the first day in the stock market. I lost it the second day, and I'm losing money. I lost money on whatever day it was, 2 days. I've lost 2 days. It's going to come back. I'm not worried about it. I'm telling people, QQQ. That's the one I bought. That's what I would tell you to buy. And the reason I'm telling you, not because I'm an investor, but because it is tied to the index. By the way, the Russell went up. It went up even now. Don't ask me why. Maybe it's all consumables or something. Maybe it's makeup and scrubs and all that. I don't know. But it went up. But I'm going to tell you, this is the time to get back into the market. President Trump is going to get this thing turned around. And oh, by the way, the Democrats have given him an unbelievable opportunity, and he's seizing on it. But meanwhile, they're going to still try. CNN reported there was going to be a national curfew. One of my friends said to me, well, we're hearing, you know, her husband called her and said, there's going to be a national curfew, and we better run to the stores, etc. And so you go to our grocery stores, and it looks like 1950s Soviet Russia to some degree. I mean, you know, a few aisles, not everything. Fresh veggies are still there. There's food in the supply chain, but they make it sound like it's doom and gloom. Democrats are giving nothing but an opportunity for Donald Trump to just come out smelling like a rose over all of this. I say to these leftists, nice try. You cannot disrupt Trump's America. You want to know why? Because Trump's America is the America that we all know and love. It's the America that defines the American spirit. Try to crush it. They're trying. Lie. By the way, CNN did not retract that story of saying there was going to be a national curfew. Didn't retract it. It's backfiring on them, though. Backfiring. Let me give you some numbers. 95% approval with Republicans. Still. This is day-to-day tracking polls, which, by the way, exposes the 5% of fake Republicans. Because if you are a Republican and you supported Donald Trump, he has 100% support from real Republicans. We all know this. 53% overall approval. And that's with the negative press. What I'm saying to you people is Trump is now controlling the narrative. He's letting people see that he can be presidential. You're sticking with him. Where are you going to go? I'm not even asking that in a confrontational way. I'm saying, where are you going to go? What would you do? I asked this question the other day on the program. Would you switch to Biden? Who would you rather be in charge? You're a Democrat, and you say, I got Trump and I got Biden. I have a proven politician, businessman, and I have a dude who has ridden the coattails and who's, quite frankly, an idiot. And that's putting it kindly. Joe Biden, the idiot. I have to explain that to Democrats because sometimes they get it confused. And who would you rather have in control of this Wuhan Chinese crisis? Who would you rather? My son has a book, Would You Rather. It would be like, would you rather have Joe Biden babysit your children or you eat a peanut butter sandwich that has 1% doo-doo? Give me the sandwich. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you why this is such a huge opportunity for President Donald Trump. Leftists who previously wanted open borders, you know what they're doing? They're going, yeah, you know, I gotta rethink this situation with the border because, man, whoo. And they're reflecting back on Donald Trump saying at the earliest of time, we need to build a wall. We need to make sure we know who's coming into this country. Yada, yada, yada. Leftists who previously didn't care about manufacturing in China now care. You know what people are saying? We need to be manufacturing in the United States. We need control of our supply chain. We need control of our medicines, etc. That's China's got too much control. You know, leftists now understand how China's control of vital American resources can backfire. You know who's been sounding that alarm bell for the better part of 3 years? Now 4 years if you want to count the election cycle. Donald Trump. Get manufacturing back. We can't let them manufacture our steel. We can't, precious metals, things that require, you know, us to make semiconductors, satellite systems, etc. We've got to get control. Let this now see, folks, how communists behave when they unleash deadly pathogens. China did not want to let the world know what was going on. They're a relatively closed society. So now the left is going, wait a minute, we wouldn't have done this. We would have reported to the world that this is what we've done. We would have been more accountable. We would have handled this very differently. Leftists are now seeing this. Yeah, Americans now see how leftists will make a mountain out of a molehill. They're watching our media overreact, get people to be scared. And you're pushing back. Thankfully, you're on Twitter. You're out on social media, and I'm going to talk about this today. You're pushing back. You're saying, you're not getting away with this. I'm going to show you what happened in the time of Obama. I'm going to show you what happened in the time of such as. I'm going to show you what happened with this disease. Oh, you're calling it racist? Really? Well, what is MERS? Yeah, we got all of it. It's going to be a show today. It's already begun, but I'm just saying, we're going to be talking about all these things where the left has been disingenuous, led again, and you know what it's going to end up being? A Russian collusion, a Ukrainian nonsense, and nothing. It's going to be a big nothing burger that they get to eat, that you get to put a little bit of a special sauce on. We're on to you, leftists. It's all backfiring. We come back, I want to talk about Biden's big backfire on Twitter. I'm going to talk about Schumer's backfire on Twitter. And we'll talk about the Democrats' backfire in general.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S.-Mexico and U.S.-Canada border will be closed to non-essential travel to further help stem the spread of the Chinese coronavirus.
The measure and all of those measures that we're putting in place will protect the health of all three nations and reduce the incentive for a mass global migration that would badly deplete the health care resources needed for our people.
President Trump also says what his administration is doing for education.
with many schools closed due to the virus, the Department of Education will not enforce standardized testing requirements, very importantly, for students in elementary through high school.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the government is extending the deadline for Americans to file their tax returns to July 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China.
Racist.
It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why. It comes from China. I want to be accurate. Yeah, please, John. Yes. I have great love for all of the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point, maybe this stuff now, that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China.
And he won't back down. No, he won't back down. No, he won't. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. He won't back down. And that is the way you win elections. That is the way you win the hearts and minds of the people. President Trump knows how to invoke the right emotions. And here's why. It's not political for him. He's like, I don't care what you think. You know, these people want to make it sound like our boys brought this over, et cetera, et cetera. It's nonsense. It's not going to happen. Not on my watch. He went on to say, not as long as I'm president. It isn't going to happen. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. But in that statement that he made, and he also, the President Trump tweeted about this virus, Joe Biden decided he was going to try to get some political hay out of it, and he essentially called the president yet again xenophobic because the left seemed to believe that, you know, if they call you something and they can make it stick, fine. But as I said earlier in the broadcast, it isn't going to work. President Trump doesn't care what you think about, you know, if you want to, oh, he's xenophobic because he's calling it the Chinese virus or whatever. He's like, say what you want. It came from China. That's what I'm going to call it. But anyway, Joe Biden made the comment. Do I have the actual quote of what he made? I think I do. He makes the comment, and I want to read it exactly because I want to mess it up. He says, here it is. Stop the xenophobic fear-mongering. Be honest. Take responsibility. Do your job. That's what he tweeted. Yeah, so Creepy Joe wants to play president. He takes every opportunity to pretend that he's able to. And this Chinese virus thing that President Trump calls it, gave him an opportunity, and Joe took it, but it was a trap. See, because Donald Trump knows how to trigger and knows how to set a trap. So, sure enough, Joe Biden comes out, you xenophobic fear-mongerer? Yeah, because Donald Trump is the one who let this virus leak out from a lab in Wuhan and spread it all over the world. Take responsibility? That's what Joe Biden said. Take responsibility for what? He did nothing. Do your job? I think he is, Joe. I think he's doing his job quite well. But Joe Biden and other leftists, they still don't understand how Donald Trump won. Let me explain to them. All you leftists that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the reason why Donald Trump won is because he calls things out for what they are. When the Chinese virus first began, all the pundits referred to it as the China coronavirus. That's what they, and that's exactly what it was. And then suddenly the lexicon changed. No, don't bother with the clip. Anyway, but suddenly the lexicon changed. They went from calling it the Chinese coronavirus to COVID-19. COVID-19. And after that new name hit, then suddenly anybody who dare call this thing something else was a racist. There were people who go,
oh, now it's totally racist to be doing. What? I can't believe that you would even use that term, Chinese.
I call it Wuhan. But Chinese Wuhan, I call it the Chinese Wuhan much of the time, because I really want to drive home that you're never going to get me to refer to this thing as COVID-19. I mean, I may say it accidentally, or I may say it in quoting somebody else. But for me, it is the Chinese Wuhan virus. I'm being very specific. If I knew the lab, I would call it the Chinese Wuhan Xinjiang lab virus. Because I want to be very specific about it. What's funny about looking at the lexicon and how these leftists went about this is it flipped overnight. Suddenly, I mean, out of nowhere, we were suddenly going from Chinese corona to COVID-19. And you can bet it was an orchestrated deal by the left to say, now look, we're all going to refer to this as COVID-19. Anybody who doesn't gets painted as a racist. And Donald Trump, I'm telling you, man, my show today is about how Donald Trump knows how to seize back the media cycles. And what he did, as soon as they started saying COVID-19, then he went to the Chinese virus. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It gets people talking about what does the press do? Why are you calling it that? Because that's where it originated. Yeah, but it's offensive to people. Yeah, but that's where it originated. Yeah, but you're offending Chinese. Who's been offended? Who's been offended? Are you offended at Chinatown? Are you offended when somebody talks about Chinese food? Are you offended when people talk about Chinese martial arts? Yeah. Is any of that offensive? No. Well, guess what? They can also own a virus. When it started in their area. So this is why Donald Trump wins, man. And here's the thing. At every level, at the level of the lowest common denominator voter, people are like, well, if it originated in China, I mean, why would it be not bad to call it? Why would it be racist to call it Chinese? Why would it be racist to call this Chinese or that Chinese? Or, you know, I was watching this Chinese film the other day. Whatever. Why is it suddenly that when you use it with a virus, it becomes racist? If you use it with food, it's not racist. If you use it with a community, the Chinatown, it's not racist. But when you use it in conjunction with a virus, it's racist. And oh, by the way, we have lots of other things that certainly lend itself to where you would have to go, isn't all this racist? MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. Is that racist? We refer to it as MERS, but it was named because of the Middle Eastern. That's the ME. What about the West Nile virus? Did anybody ever complain about the West Nile virus? What about birds? Bird flu. Did ostriches and emus and whatever, did any of these birds come and go, ooh? Or what about PETA, the animal lovers? Did they complain about the West Nile, the bird flu? German measles, Spanish influenza, Ebola river hemorrhagic fever. I could go on. It's local. St. Louis encephalitis. You remember Legionnaires' disease? Legionnaires' disease was because of Philadelphia Legionnaires. It was a convention. Zika, the Zika forest. Japanese encephalitis, the norovirus, that's local. Norwalk, Ohio, the norovirus, you get it? So, everything gets destroyed when these leftists start to, you know, when people start to dissect it. And so I'm telling you, I tell you guys all the time, let them go out there and give them the rope. They will absolutely hang themselves. And that's what's happening. These guys are hanging themselves. Every time they get out there and they go, Donald Trump's a racist. Oh, wait a minute. I was under the understanding that he was racist only against Mexicans. Now you're telling me he's racist against Mexicans. Oh, I'm sorry. He's also racist against blacks. And now we're going to add Chinese. When did that occur? When he started calling it the Chinese virus? That's what it was? So Joe Biden tweets, stop the xenophobic fear-mongering. Be honest. Take responsibility. Do your job. Because Donald Trump had said, I've always treated the Chinese virus very seriously. We've done a good job from the beginning, including my very early decision to close the borders, and he put that in quotes, from China, against the wishes of almost all. Many lives were saved. The fake news narrative is disgraceful and false. And Joe Biden says, stop the xenophobic fear-mongering. Be honest. Take responsibility. Do your job. And to that, Red Cloak the Unruly tweeted back to Joe Biden, sir, this is a Wendy's. That had to be, I literally lost it. If I'd had some food in there, some drink in my mouth, it would have come out of my nose. Sir, this is a Wendy's. May I take your order? Because it implied exactly what it should imply. That Joe Biden is an idiot. He's suffering from dementia. And I'm telling you, many responses on Twitter, this is why I talk about this. Many responses on Twitter were exactly that. They were referencing Biden's dementia. For example, one person wrote, who's writing your tweets? We know you aren't capable enough. A lady named Agnes Tobias wrote this, if America had passed along a deadly virus to our worldly neighbors, we would have immediately notified them. This is the difference between the U.S. and China. America is a leader. China is a liar.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore. I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So there was a trending hashtag on Twitter the other day, and it was People Be Schumer. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It got me curious. People v. Schumer. So I clicked on it, and you want to talk about validating everything that I tell you guys on this program, that the left are beginning to get it. The Democrats are going, let's get out of here. This party is not for us. Donald Trump went, which one thing to win back the media cycle because of the lexicon, and Donald Trump did that with this whole Chinese virus. He did a masterful job of getting people talking about that and remembering that this originated in China. This is not his fault. This allows him to distance himself. When people are talking about, oh, it's just the economy, they go, yeah, it's a great, you're exactly right. What happened was the Democrats allowed China to wreck our economy with this virus, and they continue to fight against you. Every time they talk about the Chinese virus in some glowing way, they're fighting against you. He's making this America versus the virus, a.k.a. America versus the Chinese. Or as Rush Limbaugh likes to call them, the Chi-Coms.
Yep.
Masterful messaging, masterful work. I mean, subliminal. It's got all the elements. If you're a strategist, this has all the elements of what you look for when you're trying to develop a messaging platform or something that makes people believe it, but not at the surface level. They get it at their core. This is what Donald Trump managed to do. So anyway, there's this trend that was going around, people v. Schumer, and it's the reason, let me just tell you, it's because of Donald Trump's understanding of politics and messaging that he's taking control of the messaging. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are running around warning about an economic recession. And let me tell you what's going on with the stock market. All these rich, very rich, wealthy, global elitists are pulling their money out. They want to see the stock market go down. It went down again. It's down to another 1,000 points. It'll be down to where Donald Trump took over when he became president. They'd like to see it go lower. They would. They'd like to see it go lower. Who knows where it'll end up? But think of this as when the World Trade Center got bombed, and suddenly the stock market was down to 7,000, and then it came back up. It roared back up. Now, what Donald Trump's going to do right now is he's putting stimulus in. He's saying, okay, we're going to give away some money. We have a little bit of spare change to play with since we've got, you know, all these trade deals done. It's going to hurt the economy a little bit, but in the end, it helps it because it puts it back into circulation. So, yeah, I'm going to help some of these poor families that are suffering because of this nonsense of the Democrats. But the Democrats want you to believe that we're headed for a recession. See, they want you to believe that despite the lowest unemployment in the history of America and all the economic symptoms that show that this economy is robust and strong, this is a recession. Because Chinese Wuhan virus is spreading, and this thing can shut down the American economy. It can shut us down. And what Donald Trump is saying is, it ain't going to happen. Here's what Chuck Schumer said. The coronavirus is slowing our economy to a near standstill, and we are almost certainly anticipating a recession. He then added, the expanded unemployment benefits would be a more effective way of helping workers than a $1,000 check from Washington. But see, that's the big deal, the $1,000 check from Washington. That's where Donald Trump was masterful. Masterful! I don't know if you people even understand it. See, Wang got whatever percentage of the vote that he was getting in the primaries because he said, we need to give people a universal money, right? What Trump is proposing is, in this time of crisis, we're going to help everybody a little bit. Now, there's some of us going, I don't need that money. I don't need $1,000. I'm happy to push that around and give it to people who really need it in this time of emergency. But it lets the Yangsters, I call them the Yang gangsters, now go, that's what Yang wanted. Oh my gosh. So here's what I want you to think about. I'm not for giving away free money, personally. I think that even though I will say this, the Democrats created a crisis, Trump needs to solve it. And as a businessman, solve it. Do what you need to do. But I'm not for giving away money. But I'm for if it means that Donald Trump can pull those Yang gangsters over, then pull them over and do that. But here's what I want to read to you. Some of these tweets that came back for Schumer were horrendous. I mean, this guy's got to be scared. So here's the Yang gangs. Here's what they said. The Yang gang is now in a very awkward position. Trump is advocating for our top issue, a universal basic income, while Democrat leadership is in strong opposition to it. Not sure how this plays out in November. People v. Schumer, people v. Pelosi. Then, here's what another person tweeted. The flunk is going on right now. Speaker Pelosi and Schumer are holding up cash payments to people. All the while, Ilhan Minnesota, this is Ilhan Omar, is praising Trump's response, and the GOP is pushing Democrats to agree with cash payments. Reverend Devon Dudley said, Democrats would say this, Republicans don't care about anybody but themselves. But Republicans and Democrats agree on an emergency UBI, which is a universal basic income. Pelosi and Schumer, screw all y'all. We ain't sending jack. I'm cleaning this up. Y'all can starve while we sit in our mansions. Folks, these are Yangsters, Bernie people, Democrats. Here's another one. Joe, Democrats get in the way of ending poverty in the 70s. We cannot allow them to screw this up for everyone again. I don't like picking sides, but I will choose the well-being of the American people any day. Heather, I've always leaned more Democratic, though I'm an independent. But after tonight, I don't know. The people living here need to come first. Let's all speak up, because this is our country. We need the emergency UBI right now. Dear Yang supporters, I know Trump may seem far across the aisle, but the Democrats for Trump have more in common than you think. That's the Democrats for Trump. Their thing. Here's another one. I think this is where I exit the Democrat Party. I'm just giving you a few of these to consider, people. So I've been telling you guys that there's an undercurrent of people out there who understand, Democrats, who go, you know what? He's closer to us than we think. Here's another one. Trump finally acts, and now we have people v. Pelosi and people v. Schumer holding us back? Here's another one. If the delay causes riots on the street, Schumer and Pelosi, you are responsible. Put politics aside now. Why am I telling you guys this? I'm telling you this because this is Democrats fighting back. Now, what caused it? What caused all this? What caused that to be one of the most popular trending hashtags on Twitter? Donald Trump saying, I'm going to give you $1,000 back. I'm going to help you through this crisis. Democrats, I'm telling you, Donald Trump is going to force them to say, okay, stop talking about this as a crisis. End it now. Donald Trump is too ahead of this. He's too far ahead of the game. Let's stop it. Kids are at home with the parents that cannot afford to have their kids home from school. They can't afford babysitters. They can't afford not to miss a paycheck again. And here's Donald Trump going, look, we're going to solve this for you. We're going to get this figured out. Let's start with this. I will tell you, I'm not for stimulus packages, but I like this one. I like this one. And for this reason, it is a creation of the left. And Donald Trump says, okay, you want to give me a problem? I'll solve the problem. And you know what I'm going to solve it? I'm going to solve it the way you would solve it, with money. But I'm going to be the one taking responsibility. There is no way the Democrats can get this back. They cannot say, you know what? We're the party that wanted to give away, to give money back to you to help you out. Oh, they're looking for creative ways. Oh, we'll do a tax cut on your this and we'll do that or whatever. Trump owns it. No matter what, how this situation gets fixed, Donald Trump owns it. That's what you can take to the bank. That's got to scare the heck out of the Democrats. Let me give you a few more of these because we're running out of time, but I want to give a few more. So one guy says, how about addressing the American people on being short on cash instead of setting up roadblocks since you just want to see the Republicans fail to help America get through these difficult times? That's what another person said. Let's see. This guy wrote, Schumer and Pelosi are scum. Another one wrote, I can't believe the division Schumer and Pelosi continue to support from their positions during this crisis. As we slip into a depression, this is the time to work with the GOP for the good of all Americans by supporting UBI stimulus. These are Democrats, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.